Wait, wait, stop, that's the one.
Welcome to Zenten Speaks, a show where I make new friends and reconnect with old ones. A show where everyone's stories may inspire you to tell your own story. In this podcast, we encourage everyone to get rid of shame, guilt, fear, doubt, and judgments for themselves and for others, and replace those with love, empathy, compassion, understanding, kindness, and to do your best in everything that you do. In essence, to get rid of things that no longer serve your well-being. To be true to yourself and be honest with others. No need to be politically correct. That's out the window with 2020. Here, we tell the raw, uncensored story, your story. And tell the truth as you see it. Make sure you live your fulfilled life without permission or apologies. So, if you have a juicy, interesting, raw, unapologetic story, and inspiring, please make sure to contact me at zenten21@gmail.com. It is zenten21@gmail.com. Or you can find me on most social media platforms. You know it, the IG, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, OnlyFans. I mean, not really. But yes, OnlyFans. Just kidding. Not. As you may guessed it, my name is Zen, and welcome to the show. Oh, Jehovah's Witness party?
Fuck. Yeah. But I was, it was like all my friends though. It was all my friends. It was like, it was a big ass thing. So I put my money and time into it.
Yeah. So. You know, that's cool. I'm really happy and I feel your joy having friends, because I was not allowed to have friends outside the hall and within the hall. Because
within the hall?
Yeah, because my parents saw me as a prized Jehovah's Witness growing up. They don't want bad influence. As I said, everyone else was too bad.
Damn, yeah, that's crazy.
I only had like one friend-ish, but he was like, I think, probably 7 or 8 years younger than me. So he was like a friend, but he was just a kid. I was a kid too, but he was a kid. So I couldn't even like call that a friend because he was an elder child. And my parents were not elders, but the elder kind of like adopted me spiritually. And he was a father figure. So kinda,
yeah. I understand.
And so like when I left, actually, of course, like if you have other human beings left behind, I didn't even like miss my parents. I just miss my spiritual family, like the elder and his family, because they were really awesome.
You were close to them.
Yeah, like we would go preaching all the time, and yeah, like when I was in it, I really enjoyed it. I believed in it. But when I did sin, like my first ever sin, like I didn't even like sin with doing other stuff, like, but my first ever sin, I didn't even plan on it. It just happened, having sex the first time. And then afterwards, I was just like, there's no point going back because of that.
I said did that too, but I was too gung-ho. I was still too, I believed it, you know, even though I had messed up supposedly whatever, I still believed in the hall, you know what I'm saying? So I couldn't just leave it alone. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, even after all this time I still believed in it.
Weird. Have you heard of the stereotype of the preacher's son? Have you thought about that?
I heard about that. Preacher's son, when we wild.
Yeah, I haven't read too much into it, but it totally makes sense. As you were saying, if you're being suffocated and you're not allowed to be, what do we expect from any being, really? And it's not like you're going out and murdering people and snatching up people. You're just living your regular human life. So who cares?
I knew something was up because I go back in time when I was a kid. I was always wild. I was always a little on the wild side. But the hall, they try to suppress that. They try to keep you from, like, I want to play sports. I want to do this. I wanted to do that. I mean, I still did some things anyways. You know, my parents gave me some freedom. But I want to do a lot more, you know? You know, yeah. So they hold guys back, I feel. They got so many guys out there that got so much talent that can do so many different things, but the witness is holding them back. So you know, so.
That's why they wanted to send me to Bethel. And I didn't mind going either. Because then I would have, especially when I became 18, then I would have less worldly influence. Mm-hmm. But that didn't happen. Actually, because, you know, when they have those videos that show Bethel, how everyone's so, like, perfect and angelical. Like, I wanted to be so much part of that because it looks so great. But from what I hear, as my brother stated, which makes sense, if you have, like, no worldly experience, you're just going to be homeless. And what are you going to do?
You're going to be fucked.
Yeah. right? When I left at 19 and a half, I did not have a brain. Of course, I had a brain. But I didn't have, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't have a independent brain until I was 26, I feel. Because I was, you know, it's kind of like, I was still an infant, like from 19 and a half, like in the real world, you're like infant in your mind. How did you go about that? Like, how did you survive?
Part of what happened with me was when I was real young, I was like, it's like, why? I was like 21, right before I got this fellowship, for real. The second time I took a job in Phoenix, Arizona. So I had to live out there by myself, didn't know anybody. And so that was my first time ever going through that. Like meeting people in a whole new city by myself. And I'm like, I'm not too bad at this. I can meet new people and make new friends and have a normal life. And so that kind of gave me the experience of that. So later on, I got this fellowship. And I was really in on being by myself for real. I like, man, I ain't worried about this. I'm gonna be okay. You know, so that's how I've been.
Wow.
I'm really worried about it.
You're so inspiring to hear, and you're very strong because I'm looking at my story and your story and other people's stories. I'm a person, I don't believe like I'm not capable, but looking back.
You can do it though. Anyone, you can do it. Listen, I'm gonna tell you something. And my boy, I know you don't hear this, I don't care. When I was locked up, when I was in prison, I had a partner of mine. He was like a little chubby, and some of the guys would make fun of him. I would sit back. I was watching in my little deal. Like, man, this dude keep making. But he was cool. He can draw real good and stuff. And I said, I'm gonna help him out. So I worked out. I did my 1,000 push-ups. And so I said, man, come over with me, man. And so I had him start coming out with us, working out with me and my little clique. And so at first, he struggled doing 10 push-ups. Ready to do 10. I said, man, come on, you can do it. So every day, 5, 6, 10. Next you know, he's doing 20. Next you know, he's doing 40. Next you know, he's doing 50 straight, man, in front of the whole tank. So those guys are making fun of him. Those guys that were using him, they didn't fuck with him no more. Not that he was some Billy Badass or anything, but, he went from being the guy the guys made fun of to a guy that people respected somewhat. He's still respected. That's my guy. But The way I feel is this: anyone can be strong. Any of us can get strong. Animals do it all the time. Little babies do it. We can be strong. You know, we just gotta get motivated. We just gotta, build ourselves up. And I've been through so much shit. I can make a movie, man. I can make a land. I can tell you some stuff. And so I want to use my stuff, my stories, to help other people. Those who need a big bro, need an uncle, need somebody to help. Look out. That's me. I want to be that guy to help them out because I know a lot of us are fucked up out here by ourselves. You know, we out here by ourselves. We don't know anybody. We got to make friends and people that do meet us don't understand us. They're like, what?
Yeah. Those I went through that for a long time. Yeah.
So they don't even get it, you know. And then so I want to represent. I want to talk to people and I want to expose the fuck shit. I want to expose them and I want to use my army that I'm building up to help expose these guys. So when people see these guys on the stand, they walk right past them. Ignore them. Like, I'm sorry. I ain't joining that cult. Peace.
You're right.
And then all these young people in school, all of these guys, they'll start hearing this shit. They're going to feel the pressure. They're going to start, when they're alone by themselves, they're going to take their phones out and research. They're going to start realizing, oh, man, Brother Russell, he copied everything from somebody else? What? I thought he was the original. No, he copied from what was it, seven day? Well, I forgot what they called it. But he copied the whole.
Baptist, one of those, yeah.
Yeah, he copied the whole deal. Like, what the fuck?
And so, they also copied from the Mormons, too, the way they conduct their halls. Because as of recently, I joined, not officially, but I joined the Mormon Church as a research. Because I call myself a scientist, but I don't have any degree because I love to learn things. So I studied with Mormon for 90 days, and I went to that church, and I had them over, and they study and do all this stuff. And as of 3 weeks ago, actually, I wrote them a letter and I said, because they wanted me to baptize. And I wanted to continue because my goal was to go to their temple to see their secrets. But then in order to do that, you need to get baptized.
Yeah, get baptized.
And when you are baptized, they own 10% of your income. Like, you know, Jehovah's Witness, like you give and no one sees, but they go through your pay book. They know that shit. That's why this the one of the most wealthiest, even wealthier than Jehovah's Witness. And I'm like, I'm not gonna give them my money just for a research. How far am I gonna go with that?
All these religions have different levels. Even though, like you were saying, like once you get baptized, you learn more. I promise you, there's another levels, known levels on top of that, of other hidden secrets that they keep from each other.
Yeah, sure.
You know, they keep from each other. I mean, that's what's so fucked up about the witnesses. You join it and they hide things from each other.
Yeah.
Elders got certain things they know that they don't expose to the ones who are servants.
Yeah, they have their own elder things. Book.
Yeah. It's a bunch of bullshit. It's all bullshit.
So I'm curious, because I know in the congregation that I grew up with, if an elder or a service ministerial person's kid got in trouble, then that person got deranked. Did that happen to your father?
Oh man, my father. Good story. Okay. So, pops. So, dad's story is very interesting because to me, he's a hypocrite like a motherfucker. And that's why it needs to be, you know, I'm that rebellious son that's exposing the fuck shit. You know, you seen Power?
No. Is it a TV show?
You didn't watch Power? TV it's a show that comes on, yeah. It's a show on Power. I want you to watch Power. I want you to watch the last episode of the last season.
Power. Is it on Netflix?
With me. It's on Netflix. It's on Power. Netflix. Okay. It's a thing between a father and a son. And those who've seen it know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So, but basically, my father was his fellowship himself. At least a couple times I know about. Yes, yes. And cheating on my mom both times. Both times that happened was him cheating on my mother. So, you know, doing some stupid shit, you know. So to me, for someone to do what he did, and then to, and then when is that? This is how wild it was. He was an elder. Dude was an elder. And instead of, you know, exposing himself, he knew all the rules. So he gonna disassociate himself first. So no one knew what was really going on. The elders figured out what he was doing, said, nah, man, we can't do that. So then he got his fellowship. Then they punished his ass for like 10 years. He couldn't do nothing for 10 years. And when he came back, yeah. I mean, so he finally come back. Now he's gung-ho. So what got me angry against him was that when I was trying to come back, my man, when I was trying to come back to the hall, I'm actually like, I want to be a witness again. I had questions for him. Questions, man. Like, hey, I've been gone for a long time. I have a couple questions.
What you mean you have questions?
I've been gone for 20 motherfucking years, man. Y'all got a lot of new stuff that's come out, and some things don't make sense. I had some questions back then that didn't make sense to me. So I just have some questions. And so it became like a tussle for like a good 20 minutes. I'm like, are you serious? It took a long time to calm down. And then that made me realize this is bullshit. You can't even have a question. And then right. My questions never got answered. They never got answered. They got reflected to some other bullshit.
Yep.
So I'm like, y'all can't even see what I'm trying to ask you. Because I'm telling you, because basically the question is exposing the bullshit. In the question, they're hearing the bullshit. Brother Charles Russell copied most of his doctrines from another religion. Is that true? Yes or no? Huh? What? They can't even hear it. What you mean? Yes. So are there molesters that they're hiding in the church, in the religion? You know, if someone molests a kid, do y'all go to the cops about it? Well, what you mean? Well, if that guy across the street touched somebody's kid, the first thing you're gonna do is call the cop. But because this guy goes to your kingdom hall, he's over there fondling little kids, you're not gonna tell the cops about him? It's fucking ridiculous, man. They should get put in jail and shot. Real, man, I'm being real. That is bullshit to be go around and have people do that to kids and get away with that shit, man.
Right.
So that's how I feel. That's my anger on this, because I have daughters, man. I got little girls, and there was a time when I was in jail, and some other times when I was on the run, I couldn't be there for my kids. And my daughter told me some stuff that happened with that religion. So I'm angry. I'm extremely angry. It's confidential. I can't talk about it, but
sure.
I have reason to have my anger against them. You know, my kids are involved. And then there are a lot of other daddies, just like myself, that have kids or future guys are going to have kids in the future. You want to have your daughters around that? Have some fucking weirdo dude act like he's a brother, taking your daughter with him out in field service. And then afterwards, we're going to have some ice cream, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? And then doing things, man, that's bullshit, man. We got to stop it. So that's why I'm talking.
Right.
That's the number one reason why I'm talking, is because of that right there.
Right. I am shocked. Well, not anymore, but all the stories that I hear that's similar like that. And I'm more, not as shocked at the stories. I'm shocked how I was so blind, like 100% blind. And if I didn't do-
We're zombies. We're like zombies when you're a witness, man.
Yeah. If I didn't do my stumble that I did, I probably would, I don't know now, because it's been 20 years. But I would be in it for a long time. I've spoken to in another interview how this witness, she's not a witness anymore. She was there for 38 years, if I remember the story correctly. And she'd been abused and molested by elders and elders' children and all this other stuff when she was a kid. Yeah. She was still into it. And I feel like a lot of people do it because that fear of, if you're not in there, you're going to be thrown out on the street and you're going to be homeless, not knowing anybody. So they're compelled to continue doing it. Until last year, she was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm done after 38 years. I cannot imagine going that long, being abused,
man,
and molested, and you in there because you feel like you have to, because you're gonna be on the street.
Man, you don't know. It's so much help out here now. So much help out here. And then I want people to know, you know, I'm here. I'm down here in Texas. We have a business. I have a trucking company, and we are hiring people all the time. We're hiring dispatchers. We're hiring people to be broker agents with us. We're hiring guys to be truck drivers. So we're always looking for good people. So if you're looking for work, if you feel like when it's gonna throw you out, hey, it's guys like me always hiring. I know guys that are witnesses. There's some hard workers, you know. I know there's some loyal guys, and so I have no problem. You know, you guys, and I'll attach my website to the link so you guys can go to my website and call me directly.
Yeah, tell us more about your company. The name, go ahead, because I was gonna ask.
Yeah, so we have a business. Me and my partner Trista, we have a business. It's called Smoking Aces Trucking. And the website is exactly what it is. It's Smoking Aces, smoking with no G, Aces Trucking with no G.com. And then that's basically what it is. You know, we help people looking for freight. We got truck drivers out there all over the country looking to go from this point A to point B. So we help find freight for them. And we also move freight for our trucks. And so an agent will come on and work with us. I'll teach them how to find the freight, how to locate that, and then to basically attach a driver to the freight and get paid good money, over $1,000 a week guaranteed. It can work with me.
Nice. That's awesome that you do that, and you're doing something for your community, and you are also doing something for yourself to be independent of the being XJW. That's amazing. Definitely will.
That's why I call myself a king. And that's why I call guys like myself kings, guys like yourself, because we don't have anyone trying to control us. We're not letting anyone control us at all. You know, I'm fighting at all times. That's why I'm independent. That's why I work for myself. And I defend everyone around me. So I feel that's what a king does. You know, I defend those who choose to be in my circle. And whether that's physically, verbally, whatever. That's what I'm about.
Awesome. Thank you for that. And I know what Malik means. I wanted to ask you, how did Malik comes into your life?
Well, I've been going by the initial, can't see my tag, but MK for a long time. I started writing poetry a long time ago. One of my rhymes was on my TikTok. And so I went by MK forever. And so, I don't know, I just didn't feel that my birth name didn't fit me. I didn't feel that, you know, me being named after the guy who I was named after fit me. I ain't nothing like that. I don't feel like anything like him. I'm my own man. And so I wanted a name that represented me. And I saw what the Hebrew meaning of that name is. That's the name I chose for myself.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I don't have children, but when I was younger, I always felt like, I don't know how the legality of it is, but I always felt like I would let my children name themselves, because although I like my name, I actually changed my last name. But yeah, I changed my last name because when I was leaving, my dad was saying that I'm ashamed of you for no reason, just because I was leaving the house. And he says, I'm ashamed of you, and I'm ashamed that you're gonna have my name. And because I'm a product of who they are, stubborn, I was just like, no, don't worry about it. The first thing I did was change my name.
That's what's up.
So I changed my name. I'm in my last name to Tennessee, and then I rejected their name because they don't wanna be part of me, and I don't wanna be part of them anyway. So,
yeah.
And then, yeah, so tennis is like my name, and I feel like it matches me. And so, yeah. So do you have any support network?
Oh, yeah. Well, I have my close friends. You know, I got guys who I associate with, who I've done some business with, who I'm very loyal. We're loyal with each other. That's my support. What I want to do is, the people in my circle, most people don't know or have the experience that we have. So I want to bring together a group of people like us. I got my own, you know, family, you know, my female and my family, my friends and whatnot. But they don't come from the background that we do. They don't understand that, you know, they sympathize definitely, but they don't always understand everything that we've gone through. So I want to put together a group or help bring us together. You know, I heard about different meetings or whatever on Facebook. That's awesome. So I want to put together something like that, even some stuff online or some Zoom meetings or whatever. Or just, you know, we can talk, help each other out, because I know sometimes it's hard when you got here. I feel like I call myself an orphan. My girl, I shouldn't say that, but I'm like, yeah, I feel like an orphan because I don't have parents. I mean, that's what an orphan is. I mean, I feel like I don't talk to them. I don't, you know, if there's an emergency, I'm not calling them like that, you know? So that's how I feel. That's so true. That's hard in me. I feel sad at times. You know, there are times I feel sad, obviously. I'm human like anybody else, but it's hard in me now because I feel older now and I feel like, you know, we have to defend ourselves. And there are a lot of people that's younger than me that can't fight back like I can. They don't have the income. They don't know how to get the income. They don't have the support. They just fucked up. They just by themselves at their mama's house. And they're in a situation like, I want to get out, but I don't know how to get out. So I want to help put together something to help these folks. You don't got to be homeless. You don't got to be fucked up. Come work with us. We come help you. If I can't house you, I'm going to find someone who can house you. You know, we're going to do it.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you for doing that together. For other people. That's great. Wow.
Yeah, we have to be like that. We have to be like that, you know?
Wow. So I wanted to ask you lastly, how are you living your best life? But you basically said it. You're doing your thing and you seem very happy. And you're doing, which I believe that in my life or the practice that I practice Buddhism and Hinduism. And one of the number one thing they say is servicing others. And you are servicing others. You're not just, yeah. So that's amazing. That's beautiful. That's great that you're doing that. And I'm not even benefiting from that directly, but indirectly as a world thing, since you're helping your community, it feels great to know that you're doing that for other people because a lot of people need that out there.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
You have IG or TikTok? You can send me those links.
I have a TikTok. I just got it. I thought TikTok was for kids. And then I would talk to one of my friends. He's like, man, you can promote your business. You can do all kinds of, like, what? TikTok. So I went online. I seen all kind of celebrities on there. Like, okay, let me get on this thing and try it out. And
yeah, like the world is moving and we got to move with the world. If we don't, we're going to become Blockbuster.
I know.
Out of business.
Closed. Closed down. Shut down forever.
Yeah. Is there that's all the questions I have. Is there anything you'd like to tell us before we leave?
Yeah, this is my message, man. I just want those out there that's still stuck just to think for themselves. Even if they don't listen to us, if they don't listen to this video, just to think for yourself, just to go online, read for yourself when you're by yourself. And to see for yourself. And then once you start reading, you're going to start seeing, okay, damn, for real? This is bullshit. I'm part of bullshit. And it's going to make you mad. Honestly, that's what started doing to me. It started making me angry. Like, wow, I wasted so much time, so much energy, so much of my faith of what I really believed in. You know, that, you know, both my grandfathers passed away, rest in peace, but rest in peace, they died believing in this. I'm like, fuck that, man. Fuck that. Because I don't want no funeral with them. I don't want no witness talking to me about it. I'm going to be, I don't believe in that shit. I don't want it. And so I basically want people who are part of that to wake up, at least to try to see what's about. And then hopefully, you know, in time, we'll see the numbers drop. And we see people start waking up, man.
Yeah.
That's all I want. That's all I want.
There is this group called Empower Jehovah's Witnesses. I don't know if you heard of it or know of it. Empower Jehovah's Witnesses. And
I think I just joined them on Facebook.
Yeah, I actually interviewed the one of the admins in there, and his name is Rodney Allgood, and he does how you call it? Inspirational talks, and they have like a structure where Jehovah's Witnesses that feel like they cannot leave, or when they fresh out leaving homeless, he have a structure how to basically be a part of the worldly world. And I think that's so beautiful because
that's cool.
When I left, I didn't have any of that. And he only started in the, like within this, what is the 10-year decade? Because it's of
decade, technology. Huh? Yeah, you just started.
That's a great resource to have because as you were saying about being strong earlier, like when I left, I just had to basically learn, just, you know, out there, you just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, and, you got to make yourself strong. And you'd be surprised how strong you get, like going to the gym. You feel like you can't lift that pound, like, oh, it's so heavy, but you keep doing it. You'd be surprised how strong you become. Just keep going. That's all it takes.
Yeah. Speaking of gym, when I heard you say maybe 1,000 within something, I was like, damn, I can do 100 for each set. Because I have to like spread it out with different things. And within an hour, because I do 1 hour yoga first, then I do 1 hour working out. After 2 hours, I'm spent. But at least I got my exercise for the day.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, thank you again for chatting with us today, and thank you for all the work you're doing, and thank you for your story. And I'm very excited to see where it's gonna go. And if you have any updates, definitely on Facebook.
And I'm gonna send you links and everything also to my TikTok.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate you very much.
All right, man. Thank you, man. Good meeting you. I enjoyed it.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too. All right, peace.